I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The Hagia Sophia is an ancient church in Turkey that's long been a symbol of Eastern Orthodox Christianity. Now Turkey's government is leveraging the coronavirus crisis to use the church for a different purpose. David Curry of Open Doors USA.
What Turkey has done now during this current crisis is they have begun broadcasting Islamic messages from this Christian church, essentially. And certainly they had made it into a museum previously. But what you now have is essentially the government of Turkey using this crisis to take over territory, to continue to push Christians into the margin of their community.
Please pray that Christians in Turkey would be safe from persecution. And in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, there is good news, and God is moving. Several ministries like Global Disciples work with near-culture missionaries, meaning missionaries who are local to the areas they serve. Galen with Global Disciples says this allows them to continue spreading the gospel in 59 countries.
The members of our team in Africa and Asia and Latin America all serve in their homeland. So we haven't faced the challenge that many groups have in deciding with the disciple makers and church planters whether they should come back home during this global crisis, because they're already home. It's a beautiful thing, really.
Please pray for near-culture missionaries with Global Disciples around the world and ask God to give them wisdom and courage as they share hope in Jesus. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.